Taf Chof Dalet Amid Beis. We'll begin Chof Dalet Amid Aleph, 17 lines from the bottom with the two dots. Iboy Elohu, the Gemara has a Shailam, Ma'ala Haskir Shel Chanukah B'Masofim. Are you Maskir Alanisim? We know we're Maskir Alanisim, which Shmoneh Esrei in Chanukah. If Chanukah, it's Rosh Chodesh Teves, it's Shabbos Chanukah, and Davan Musaf, do you also mention Alanisim in the Tzilah Musaf? What's the Shaila? Came the last day, Musa B'didei, Chanukah itself, if not for Rosh Chodesh, if not for Shabbos, there's no Musaf on Chanukah. Chanukah itself does not require Musaf. So Lemad Karina. So it's not a tefillah that comes on account of Chanukah. So perhaps we should say that we are not obligated. We don't mention Alanisim. Or Dilmar, perhaps we say, Dilmar Yem, we should chayim barba tefillah. Or do we say, no, the day is chayim barba tefillah. Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, there's a chiyuv of four tefillahs. You have to daven Musaf. And today, the day is Chanukah. So whatever tefillah is davened on that day, you do have to mention Alanisim. That's a shaila. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Damer Tavayu, in a mosque. They say you did not mention it. Rav Nachum, Rav Yehuda, Damer Tavayu, they both say maskir, that you are meant, you do mention it. Rabbi, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Ravu. That they said those shitas of Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, that say in a mosque here, that you did not mention it, that is the shita of Rav. The Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, he said, Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, not dealing with Chanukah now, you're dealing with Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, HaMaftir B'Navi B'Shabbos, the one who has the Maftir, the Haftirah, in the Tzorach L'Haskir Shal Rosh Chodesh. In the Brachas of the Haftirah, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh, you mention Shabbos, but not Rosh Chodesh. Shil Mole Shabbos Ein Navi B'Rosh Chodesh. Because on Rosh Chodesh itself, there's no Avtaira. There's no Navi. The only reason there's Avtaira is because of Shabbos. So therefore, there's no mentioning of the Rosh Chodesh because the Maftir doesn't come because of Rosh Chodesh. It only becomes because of Shabbos. So similarly, we should say the same thing over here by the Musaf, that Chanukah doesn't require the Tefillah of Musaf. So therefore, there should be no mention of Alanisim in the Tefillah Musaf. Mora says, no. Mi domi, how can you compare it to Hasam Navi B'Rosh Chodesh like a klal? Over there is no Navi in Rosh Chodesh whatsoever, at no part of the day. But Hachi Yisa Ba'arviz Shachos Mincha. But here, on this very same day that there's the Musaf, on Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, we do mention Alanisim that day. We mention it in Arvis, in Shachris, and Mincha. So it's a day that the other tefillahs do have Alanisim. So perhaps we should say, therefore, that it's a Yayim, Shechai V'Dala tefillahs, and perhaps the Musaf should also have Alanisim. In the case of Rav, the Rosh Chodesh doesn't require in any which way a Maftir. But over here, the tefillahs of this day in the other Shmoneh Esrei, Zvar V'Shachos, Mincha, do require an Alanisim. So perhaps the fourth tefillah of Musaf, even though Chanukah in itself does not require a Musaf, but this day is a day of Alanisim, perhaps it should be in Musaf as well. So you cannot compare it to this case. Ella, perhaps we should compare it to Laha Adam. It's the following case. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Hamaftir bin Navi b'Mincha, the one who has the Aftar and Mincha, so Rashi explains that in those days they used to also lay in the Haftarah at Mincha time. But he said, Rashi brings down that from the Gaonim, that in the times of when they lived in Persia, in the Parsium, they were Mevatel that Minig, and once they were Mevatel it was never reinstated. Al Kolponim, he says, Yontav Shechalias B'Shabbos HaMaftir B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos Ein Tzorach LaHaskar Shal Yontav. You do not have to mention Yontav. Shal Molei Shabbos Ein Navi B'Mincha B'Yontav. Because L'Maisa, the Yontav does not require a Haftarah. There's no Haftarah for Yontif. The only Haftarah is because of Shabbos. On account of Yontif, there's no Haftarah. Now, even though this is Yontif, it's Yontif Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, during the Tfilas of the day, we do mention Yontif, we mention Yalav Yavai, but Yontif itself has no requirement for Haftarah. The only reason that you would say the Haftarah is on account of Shabbos. By Mincha, the only reason you'd say the Haftarah is on account of Shabbos, Lefi Der Minig. Is only count of Shabbos. So even though that in the tefillas of the day you mention Yontif, but not by Haftarah. So therefore, similarly, we should say that you do not mention Al Nisif and Musaf on Shabbos Chanukah. However, the Gemara says, "Less Hilchos Kechol Anishmaitza." The halach is not like all of these, like Rav Yehuda, and Rashi says, "V'Rav Gidol V'Achtavuya." So we'll see in a moment. Rashi says the halacha is not like any of them. Ela ki ha dam Rav Yishu ben Levi, Yom Kippurim shechal yes b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, hamispal ne'ila, the one who davens ne'ila, tzorech lahazker shel Shabbos. You do have to mention Shabbos in tefillas ne'ila. Now, even though on a regular Shabbos there's no ne'ila, the ne'ila is only coming on account of Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, it's Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos. Because you have to mention Shabbos, Yom Hushin is Chayiv Arba Tefillos, because this day is a day that you're Chayiv in Arba Tefillos. The rest of the Tefillos you mentioned Shabbos. Here also in the Ilah, it's a Chayiv HaYom, and for any Tefillah during this day, you have to mention Shabbos. So therefore, we say also by Chanukah, and it's Shabbos Chanukah, you have to mention Al Nisim and Musaf. So that's what he says the halach is, and therefore you do have to mention Al Nisim and Musaf Shabbos Chanukah. But it seems to be a stereo Hilchosa Hilchosa. I'm not Hilchosa Rav Yishuv ben Levi. You're telling me that the halach is Rav Yishuv ben Levi that says you mention in the Ilah, you mention Shabbos, V'kaimelan Hilchosa Kirava. But we know that the halach is also like Rava, Dama Rava, Yomtev Shechal Yais B'Shabbos. If it's Yomtev on Shabbos, Shaliach Tzibor Yodlufnei Ateva Arvis, the Shaliach Tzibor on Mariv, Inu Tzorach Lasker Shal Yontiv, in the Tefillah of Magen Ovis. You mention Shabbos, but you do not have to mention Yontiv. Why Shal Moli Shabbos, Ain Shaliach Tzibor Yorid Arvis Beteva Beyontiv? Because on a regular Yontiv, you don't have the Tefillah of Magen Ovis. So it's only coming because of Shabbos. So therefore, only Shabbos is mentioned. So it seems to be a stira to what we just said. We don't say over here is that it's a yom shechay b'dalat filos. More answers hachiyashta. Ha'asem b'din hu dafil b'Shabbos nami lo itzar. Even on Shabbos, it's not really an absolute chiyuv. It should not be theoretically a real chiyuv to say magen aves, because really, there's no chiyuv to say it per se. Now, v'rabbanon d'tikun mishum sakana. The rabbanon only instituted it because of a sakana. It's not really a chayv esayyay. It's instituted because of a sakana. What was the sakana? Rashi explains, because people, the shuls were out and away from the city, out in the fields. And if people would come late, and they would, till the time they finished davening, if the rest of the tzibur would have completed already, and they would have left, they would be on their own. And they would be alone out away far from the yeshiva, far from the city, and it would be sakana to be alone over there. It'd be a dangerous place. So they instituted this added tefillah so that by the time these latecomers finish, the tzibur will also have a prolonged davening, and they'll finish at the same time so they won't be left alone. Now Rashi explains that during the week, this was not such a concern. They did not institute the tefillah, because during the week, these type of people, the ones who were working, then they would daven and marav at home. On Shabbos, they came to shul, but they came somewhat late. On Yontif, you didn't have that concern, because on Yontif, they would be there, they would not be coming late for the special occasion of Yontif. So it's only Mishum Sakana. It's not an absolute chiyuv. So therefore, even on Shabbos, it's not a chayv esayim. Aval hacha, yayim hushin is chayv barba tefillos. But over here, it's the day that's chayev in Dalat Tfilas. So therefore, once you have to mention it in the other Tfilas, you have to mention it on Musaf and Chanukah as well. So as we mentioned, Which Rashi says to mean, and the law is not like Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gidl, Rav Tavuya. Therefore, according to Rashi and the Ramban, passing this way as well, that Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, therefore he says, the halacha is, therefore you should mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftar, in the Bracha of the Haftar. You should mention Rosh Chodesh. However, Taisus argues, the Balmor, they argue on that, and the Ramal Paskins that we are noig like Taisus, and therefore, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh in the Birchas Haftar. Therefore, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, similarly, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, we do not mention Pesach in the Birchas Haftar. However, the Magen Avraham brings down, and he says that on Sukkot, we do mention. Why is that? Because on Sukkot there are different korbanos. Every day has different korbanos, and therefore it's a reason to treat it in a significant way. And therefore he says that we do mention it on Chol Moed Sukkot. However, it's brought down b'shem Goyin that we do not mention it on Chol Moed Sukkot either. So this is different minhagim. On Chol Moed Pesach we do not mention the Pesach in the Birchas Haftarah, and Rosh Chodesh, we do not mention the Birchas Haftarah. They're Chaluk Yedeyas, they're different Minhagim, Legavi Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, whether we do or not. V'loi Ba'alya V'chulev. So the Mishnah, we learned that the Tanna Kamma said you cannot use Chalev. Chalev cannot be used for a fuel. He says it in an unqualified way. That means whether it's Mavushal or not Mavushal, whether it's cooked or not, it can't be used. Nocha Mamadai makes a difference between, he differentiates between mavushal and mavushal, and he says that if it's chelav that's mavushal, that it's cooked, that you could use it. Nocham Amarai says that it's with the Nocham Amarai Omer madlikim b'chelav mavushal. Then the Mishnah says v'charchom amoyim echad mavushal v'achashen mavushal and madlikim boy. It doesn't make a difference. It's unqualified. Now, it seems to be that the Chum are saying the same thing as the Tanna Kamma. They're both saying that whether it's Mavushal or not, you can't use it. So, for example, Gemara, Chacham, Hainu, Tanna Kamma, Luchar, it's the same thing. The more answers, Iki Beinayim, the Rav Bruno, I'm a Rav, Eloi Misaimi. The Nafka Mina is the Halach of Rav Bruno, I'm a Rav, that if you add in a little bit of kosher oil, is that, will that be Machshir? Will that be Machshir, the Chelev, in such a case? And it's loimisayim. It's not clear. One holds that it will, and the other one holds that it will not, if you add in a little bit. But it's not clear who says what. But that's a nafkamina between the two. And see the Mishnah. Ein madlikim shem and sreifa b'yanta. And you cannot use shem and sreifa b'yanta, which we learned earlier means shemen of oil of truma that became tmeya that has to be burnt. And if we're talking about that it's yantiv, it's Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is yantiv. You cannot use that oil for the candles, for the Shabbos, for Neres or Shabbos. The Gemara will explain what the reason is. In madlikim b'shem sreifa b'yanta, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, in madlikim b'itrin, you cannot use itrin, which Rashi says is derived from pitch. It's from the psoilos of pitch. You can't use it, mibnei kovod Shabbos, because it gives off a foul odor. People will leave the room. They won't eat in the light. The takana of Ner Shabbos is shalom bayis. People should have light where they eat. It has a bad odor. People will leave. So it's not kovod Shabbos. V'chom matir v'chom say it's mutter. With all the oils, b'shem and shum shemim, with sesame seed oil, b'shem and agoizim, oil from nuts, b'shem and tznoinus, from radishes, b'shem and dogim, from fish, b'shem and pakuas, from gourds, b'itrin, and this itrin, and with neft, and also with itrin and neft. Rashi says neft is also a oil which has a bad smell, and it's also derived from pitch, and it has a bad smell. However, you could use it. Rav Tarfon Oimer, in Madlikin el Bishem and Zayas Bilvad, Rav Tarfon says, only olive oil.